A clarification today from Italy's prime minister about his country's presence in Iraq. Yesterday, Silvio Berlusconi said Italian troops would start pulling out of the country in September. He now says he hopes to start the withdrawal by that time, but that no date has been set. Italy has the fourth largest troop contingent in Iraq, but as NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports, Pentagon officials say they are not overly concerned about the possible loss of the Italians.
The multinational force in Iraq is shrinking. 14 nations have withdrawn or are in the process of withdrawing their troops. Ukraine, Poland, and now Italy have announced plans to do so. But President Bush, speaking at a White House news conference, said that Prime Minister Berlusconi assured him that any withdrawal by Italy would be in consultation with allies.
And would be done depending upon the ability of the Iraqis to defend themselves.
The foreign troops that have withdrawn from Iraq were only a fraction of the total multinational force. The United States alone has deployed some 150,000 troops. A Pentagon spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Barry Venable, says that losing the Italian contingent would not create a serious problem for military operations because, he says, the United States has been given enough warning to fill any gap. But retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, who's taught strategy at the National War College and the Air War College, expresses concern about what another troop withdrawal could mean for the United States.
There are two choices with all of these pullouts. The first choice is you keep Americans there longer or increase their numbers. The second choice is you can accelerate the numbers of Iraqi security service that you train.
Gardner points out that U.S. forces in Iraq already are stretched, and the Army, which provides most of the troops, is having difficulty recruiting.
If we start to go into 2006 with a large American presence, then we're beginning to have people there on their third tours. We begin to see that causing problems already, and we haven't even started to send people back for the third tour.
But Anthony Cordesman, an analyst with the Washington-based Center for Strategic and International Studies, says an Italian pullout would have little immediate impact on the ground because the Italians are not deployed in high-risk areas.
They have not been involved in direct military combat. That's been almost exclusively American and British.
Cordesman says that Iraqi security forces have had trouble taking on insurgents, but he says the Iraqis do have enough training to undertake the kinds of missions that the Italians were performing.
The real issue here is not the size of the non-U.S. coalition forces. It is how well the new Iraqi army, security, and police forces do, and it is how well the government does in providing the kind of unity and inclusiveness that can give military action political meaning.
According to the Pentagon, the U.S. military has trained and equipped some 140,000 Iraqi security forces and plans to train many more. But in testimony this week before a House subcommittee, Joseph Kristof, Director of International Affairs and Trade at the U.S. Accountability Office, challenged the Pentagon's numbers.
These data do not provide reliable information on the status of Iraqi forces. For example, the number of trained police includes those who are absent without leave, which DOD estimates to be in the tens of thousands. Further, state no longer reports on the extent to which Iraqi security forces have their required weapons, vehicles, and equipment.
Anthony Cordesman notes that the number of Iraqi forces is increasing rapidly, but their capabilities, he says, will be critical in the months ahead.
Frankly, if the Iraqis who come online can't perform their role, nothing that the coalition forces could have done is going to stave off the inevitable defeat.
Today, President Bush once again linked the deployment of an effective Iraqi security force to any U.S. pullout from Iraq. He pledged, once again, that Americans won't go home until Iraqis can defend themselves. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.